Well House's mission to expand, provide, and safeguard low-cost housing options for vulnerable populations. So we talk to you. John Glover, Executive Director. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having me.
Well, I wish we were talking about your fundraising event in April, but I have a feeling that's put on hold.
It has been put on hold, and it was the fundraiser for April, and there was one actually scheduled for March 13th as well that we had to cancel. But that's, you know, we're not the only ones in that situation. As you know, this is a fundraising season for nonprofits in particular in the city, and a lot of my colleagues have had to do the same thing. So it is what it is. We'll just keep moving on.
My lunches and evenings are silent. So here we go. Yes, there's a silver lining. Let's first of all have you reintroduce us to the work that the Well House does.
Absolutely. So thank you for that introduction. We do indeed provide and safeguard low-cost housing for vulnerable populations. And by vulnerable populations, we're talking about people with physical disabilities, mental health conditions, and alcohol, substance abuse, addictions, and, you know, intense criminal histories that preclude them often from accessing housing, assuming they had income. Compounding that challenge, many of our populations don't have adequate income, even if they did have spotless records. So that said, you know, we currently have a housing stock of 15 rental homes. Those include three family homes, two young adult homes, and 10 homes that are structured for shared living, where individuals have their own private rooms and they share common spaces.
In general, what does your area serve, John?
When you say area, do you mean in the city?
Geographical. Geographical.
We'll serve the entire city of Grand Rapids, but many of our homes, most of them, in fact, are located in the southeast section of Grand Rapids.
Are you changing lives?
I hope so. It might be too highfalutin to think that we're, you know, doing miracles. We are doing our job, and that's all that any of us can do. We do have tenants who have been with us for, you know, several years. The average length of stay is over 150 days, and that means people are stable and housed permanently. So we hope that means we're changing lives, and we hope that means we're changing lives for the better.
How has Well House, John Glover, reacted or responded to COVID-19?
Like all of my colleagues in the arena, it's been quite a challenge. You know, the work that we do is stressful on a normal day, and you know, this particular environment makes that providing services to this population even more challenging. We rely heavily on volunteers, and we have an incredible cadre of dedicated volunteers whom we've had to, for their own safety, ask not to show up and help us with our tenants. It's regrettable because they want to be helpful, but the kind of work that we do for our tenants requires a proximity and a closeness and an accessibility that we can't in good conscience ask other people to do. So we're struggling because of lack of manpower, woman power. But I think all of my colleagues in the arena are struggling equally.
So how are you continuing to serve?
We have a small but, you know, incredibly mighty staff. We are present. We are open. We are accessible to our tenants. We do have a housing stock that we have to maintain in good condition. And we need our tenants to know that somebody is available to them. I think in addition to housing and food and help with transportation and things like that we do for our tenants, what we provide is a presence. We are here. We make them aware that we are here for them. People who have experienced homelessness, you know, that's a traumatic experience, that even when they're housed, they're still working through that. Knowing that we are here is incredibly helpful, and so we're committed to doing that. Is it wearing on us? Absolutely. But I think all of my colleagues in the field are feeling the same thing. We just have to keep doing what we do. That is all we can ask of anyone, you know, to do something, anything. Paralysis is not the answer. Paralysis is harmful to the people that need help, and it's harmful to the people who are paralyzed. So, you know, bankers, you know, if you can open lines of credit that are low interest and no interest for organizations that are doing this work, you should do that. Accountants, if you can set up a system to help people access unemployment insurance benefits, you should do that. Lawyers, if you can set up a system where you can represent individuals who are being challenged to access funds, do that. We each should do what we do, and now more than ever, we should step it up.
How did the name become Well House?
The history of Well House is a storied one by its founder, Marion Clemens, and she modeled it after an organization that was mission to help individuals, I believe it's the 1800s, in Scotland. So it is a name that Marion Clemens brought to bear, and we think it's a fitting one for this issue.
How can the community help, John?
Well, I think I outlined a little bit, you know, donations help. You know, those of us in this arena, you know, we're professional supplicants. So it would be malpractice for me not to say that. Donations certainly help. You can go to wellhousegr.org. But more than that, volunteers are needed. And I did talk about the challenge of working with volunteers without putting them at risk. But there are creative ways that people might find to help distribute food, help people access medications and household products. Helping people feel less rejected from the social distancing that we are now required to do, making phone calls to people, you know, driving by and waving at people. I mean, there are all sorts of creative ways that the community can help. And so if you can figure out something that's comfortable for you, we don't want anyone to feel at risk and unnecessarily, then, you know, again, do something.
How do we find out more information, John?
You can access our website at wellhousegr.org. We are always accessible by phone. That's 616-245-3910. I would love to say you could just stop on by because that's typically how we operate. We can't recommend that at this time. So we're here. If you need more information, please contact us.
Well, we're going to hear from the governor here in less than almost 5 minutes. And obviously we'll hear what our future plans are, and we will follow them. Thank you, John Glover, on behalf of Well House, where your mission is to expand, provide, and safeguard low-cost housing options for vulnerable populations. Take care.